Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Drive. Today is, let's see, where are we already? February, November 7th. Friday. All right. Let me put my glasses on. There they are. Okay, that's not a February. That's a Friday. Way ahead of ourselves. So it is Friday, November 7th, and I am your guest host today, Brian Burkle, and hopefully I'll get my facts a little bit better than I just did with the date. So November 7th, Friday. Welcome to Friday, everybody. This is WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. This is the Morning Drive, and as always, we are live and local here at the WTBR station on Federico Drive. Today, I have A.J. Cody here, who is the Development Director for the Breen Center, so we'll have a conversation with him in a few moments. But as always, we're going to start off with the weather and see what the National Weather Service has in store for us.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 50s. South wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Gusts up to 25 miles per hour, increasing to 35 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Rain, mainly in the evening. Not as cool. Near steady temperature in the mid 40s. Southwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Chance of rain 80%. Saturday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. Temperature falling into the mid 40s in the afternoon. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right. Sounds like tomorrow's going to be a halfway decent day. Get outside and get some last-minute work done, right? Because I heard, I didn't hear it down there, but I heard that there's a possibility of some snow coming next week, potentially. So we'll see what happens. It is that time of year. It can happen, right? So, AJ, morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Doing great. Great to be here.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming in today. We got so much to talk about with your new role here at the Breen Center.
Yes, we do.
Because you've been with them now, a few months? Was it May?
It'll be 9 months this week.
9 months. Okay, great. Yeah. So before we get into that, I just do want to make an announcement here about WTBR that we are, just as a reminder for everybody, if you haven't heard already, we have our 7th annual one-day on-air fundraiser. This is going to take place on Thursday, November 20th, so a little less than just a few weeks away, from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So don't miss our guests. It's going to include local dignitaries, some of your friends and your neighbors from the community, a lot of people that we've probably already had the opportunity to hear from on the radio station and on this show in the past. A lot of them will be revisiting for the day, making appearances, cameos, and so forth. And there's going to be plenty of incentives for you to be listening, because you could win all kinds of things like gift certificates for restaurants, tickets to some local cultural attractions, and much more, it says here. So stay tuned for whatever that much more might be. You can make your donation to the Rock Box right now at WTBRFM.com. And again, don't miss us on the 20th. We're going to be here all day from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Have all kinds of guests rotating through. And we're looking to support our community radio station. So join us on the 20th, Thursday the 20th. All right. So, AJ. Hello again.
Hello.
So tell us again your position with the Breen Center.
So I am the Director of Development. Now, these terms have evolved over the last few decades, but that basically means fundraising, raising awareness, and all things in between. So really getting the message out there of the impact we have on the community and showing people from a standpoint of how they can get directly help, but also how we can build community support so we can activate different segments of the community to increase our reach in the battle with mental health and substance use in our area.
Mm-hmm. And obviously that's a very big issue in our community, I mean, in the nation at large. But what's your understanding of how those issues impact Berkshire County in particular?
So growing up, I was always influenced one way or another by both the issues and the solutions of the epidemic we have with mental health and substance use. It's touched, I think, all of our families, and my family in particular. So in particular, Berkshire County, whether you go to different community meetings, you always hear workforce, you always hear housing, and you always hear mental health and other health-related concerns. So it's kind of at the forefront, the nexus of all the issues that we face as a community. And one of the best ways we can rehabilitate the community is starting on an individual basis. What's the individual going through? Are you experiencing thoughts that are helping you or harming your ability to take care of your family, your job, so on? We can help that. Bam, we got a workforce solution. Are we addressing the isolation and the other things that drive us toward addictive tendencies? If we can do that, then, hey, we have our community stronger, more unified. So I think the rural nature, the nature of our economy out here, and just the general hard hit that the factory towns have had over the last, let's say, two generations, this has really brought mental health and addiction issues at the forefront, affecting us probably at a higher per capita ratio than other parts of the country. And that's why it's more important than ever to have all hands on deck in this fight to really heal the community on different levels.
Right. And the thing, you know, those areas that you're addressing, mental illness and addiction, I mean, those, you know, for what it's worth, they're still among the most stigmatized diseases, right, in society. So you have that additional challenge. And so that's why it's so important that there are avenues for people to be able to get help in those situations.
100%. I've got a philosophical, anthropological background, and people are always afraid of the unknown. And I think a lot of it's still the legacy of how we dealt with these issues in the 50s and 60s. And since President Kennedy signed the National Mental Health Act in the 60s, we've come a long way of humanizing the situation, of realizing, hey, this happens to everyone, stuff happens. And one of probably the most hopeful things about addiction mental health issues is, for the most part, they are something that an individual can come out of. And especially when the support of the community is there, it can be a smoother transition than one might think outside looking in.
Right. So, you know, one of those takes a village kind of situations, right?
Absolutely.
And there is hope on the other end.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's the thing here with this, is that there is hope. There is a solution. People can overcome these things, but they need a lot of help.
Yes.
And that's something that the Breen Center can provide. We're fortunate here in Berks County. We have quite a few resources and a number of nonprofits that speak to that as well. But as far as the Breen Center itself, I mean, you guys are the largest provider of community-based behavioral health and addiction services.
Yes, and we've been for the better part of a century now.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about mental health, you know, obviously there's long-term care. But of course, you know, we all recognize that there are times when someone is in crisis, particularly.
Yes.
Can you tell me about what resources we have here through the Breen Center here in Berkshire County when someone's in crisis?
Yes, we're very fortunate to have our crisis center. So we have the ability through a mobile crisis to reach all corners of the county, and we have our hubs in Pittsfield and North Adams. Pittsfield, it's on East Street, Fenn Street, and in North Adams, it's on 124 American League and Drive. So somebody is going through an immediate issue of self-harm or an immediate need, we're there for you. We also have the ability in our more rural distant corners to meet somebody there. And this crisis center is so important because mental health takes on all shapes and forms. But when it's life and death, you need help right away, and we're there for you.
Right. And that's the key, because especially if people, you know, are concerned for themselves or they're concerned about somebody else, they need to know where they can go in that crisis moment. I'll tell you my experience. I had an experience with the center on Fenn Street there, Community Behavioral Health Center, the crisis center. I had someone that, first of all, a little backstory for anybody listening. I mean, AJ and I have come to know each other because of another hat I wear, which is with the Suicide Prevention Coalition here in Berkshire County. So AJ and I have met previously and because of that arrangement. But so in that role, I was speaking with somebody one time who was struggling, and they, in their own mind, you know, in their thought, they felt they had done everything they could. And they were really sort of at the end of what they thought was helpful to them. And they had some previous negative experiences with counseling, not at the Breen Center, but just in general. There's some stories they told me, and I could see where they were coming from. But as we were speaking, you know, we talked about that this person did have a plan, but they didn't have access to the means, right? So what we continued to talk a little bit more about some options, even though they felt that they had exhausted all their options. But as we talked more and more, we were starting to talk about the walk-in, the clinic on Fenn Street. And eventually this person started to show that maybe they would be interested in doing that. So I asked them, and I had the time to do this. I said, well, would you like me to go with you right now? And it was really amazing what his response, right? Like, he just smiled and he was like, really? I'm like, yeah, of course. But I also gave him the agency to get there on his own. Like I said, you drive your car, I'll drive my car. We'll go there together. If he drove off, that was his choice. But he followed me all the way there. We went inside. I called ahead, actually, and said, somebody's coming in. So when we got there, they were ready to meet him. He went in, spoke with a counselor, and it was, enough. He got through the next week going back. They asked him to come back every day for that week. And then eventually he got some other services. So it definitely was, I had from my experience as bringing someone there, it seemed to me like it worked really well and was real beneficial to this person.
It's a beautiful thing. There's always a need. And if that need finds support, mm-hmm. in this case, the noble thing you did, Brian, is just being listening ear, somebody who can direct them, bring them to the service. And those are the three components we really need to help individual by individual heal this mental health crisis.
Right. And that's just it. Like everybody, this is something anybody could do, what I did. It wasn't anything special. It's just that, I was listening to this person, let them speak, let them be part of the decision, if you can do that. I mean, we all know that if it comes down to we're dealing with somebody who is at risk of hurting or killing themselves, we're going to do what we have to do, yes. Right? But if you can get them to engage in a way where they're taking agency and they are part of that solution, it's going to be so much more successful, right? Because someone tells you to do something, you're less likely to follow up with it, right? Especially if you're going through a very difficult time, struggling mentally. So to have them be part of that decision making and actually regaining some of the control in their life, I think is vital. So that's what I would recommend to anybody out there. If they have someone that they're concerned about, have that conversation with them. And, you can try to convince them to go and get the extra help that they might need. And the Breen Center Crisis Center worked out wonderfully in that situation for us.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your background, if you don't mind.
No, not at all.
Okay, so you're originally from Berkshire County, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my home. Born and raised, Adams, mm-hmm. Massachusetts, old mm-hmm. factory town. A lot of Polish people. That's most of my ancestry. And when I was a kid, I had cancer. My mom and dad were mm-hmm. teachers. They're young parents, teen parents at the time. My mom was a teacher, dad's a logger. And at that experience really saw me bring the community together. It was mm-hmm. actually my first experience in fundraising where one of my aunts, Linda, mm-hmm. who mm-hmm. she rallied together a lot of people in Adams. They did a big fundraiser so my mom could take time off work and spend time with me at the Boston Children's Hospital. So it was community in action. Mm-hmm. There's a need, little kid with cancer, parents need to support them, the community came together. That left me with this impression that not only is there a need, but there's a real power unlocked. So that brought me into my teen years when I'm like, all right, cancer is a big problem, but we got to save the world. College, you got a little bit more grounded. And I wanted to stay in Berkshire County post-graduation, but mm-hmm. opportunity led me to D.C. I was in a big national organization for a while. I came closer to home, did some work in churches and hospitals and so on. And when I saw this opportunity to work at the Breen Center mm-hmm. while I was living in New York City, I had just got married. My wife was finishing up school. I said, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. Not only has the Breen Center helped my family, a lot of my friends, I've heard good stories most of my life about people getting help. It was something near and dear to my heart. And especially when you start out in fundraising, you get intimidated. Nobody likes to ask for money. But when you realize you're not asking for money, you're connecting people with the resources who want to do good, mm-hmm. with the need in the community, it becomes something that you grow in passion and it becomes easy. So since I've been home, it's been kind of an all hands on deck experience. In the big cities, there's a lot more resources, but the human capital, the social interaction, it's harder to maintain given all the different barriers, logistics, etc. But here, we're all 1 or 2 degrees separation, and the amount of coalitions, of collaborations, it's really heartwarming. We have some serious issues here, of course, but the all-hands-on-deck approach, and this, especially as times get a little tougher, more and more people are coming together, and it's been a real inspiring moment of a community in practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's funny, about the whole resources here and the connections that people have. I didn't know Linda was your aunt. but that's very Berkshire's, right?
Yes.
So that's great. So but to that point, though, there is a lot of people here in Berkshire County have someone in their, maybe in their families or themselves, are struggling on some level of some of the services that you can provide through mental illness or addiction. And, you know, because we are a small community, relatively small community, everybody knows somebody who's struggling. So, you know, everybody has a stake in making sure that, that folks get the help that they need. And, you know, this is something that the Breen Center can help facilitate. But, of course, with anything, I mean, Breen Center doesn't operate on thin air, right? You need money.
This is true.
Right. And hence your position as the development director. So tell me a little bit about any initiatives or anything that you might have coming up relative to fundraising.
Yes, thank you for asking. So we're starting a monthly event series. They're community conversation type events called Hope in Action, because there's always hope, but we got to put it in action if we're going to really reciprocate and reverberate out in the community to get more people help. So first one will be next Tuesday, 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. at St. John's Church in Williamstown. It's 35 Park Street. All are welcome to attend. Feel free to shoot me an email, anthony.cote@breencenter.org, anthonycote@breencenter.org, if you'd like to attend, or feel free to show up. And then we'll have our next one, date tentative, probably the 9th or the 11th of December in Lenox. We try to popcorn around the county because we cover the whole geographic expanse. This is a information session where we get people involved, let them know what we do. We have a couple stories from direct care staff, or sometimes are even the people that we've served, about a positive experience. We invite people to join our mission. We'll have a Unico dinner date to be determined in May, mm-hmm. where we'll have dinner and fundraisers and raffle baskets and all that sort of thing. And if you are feeling generous during the holiday season, whether it's for WTBR or the Breen Center and Mental Health and all the good work all of our organizations do, we have a donation page, breencenter.org. You'll see it on the top bar there. And every little bit helps. Our programs are, the majority of our funding comes from the federal and state governments one way or another. And these times, things are a little tougher. And so it's been really heartening to see the community pull together, both in a volunteering sense, both in a fundraising sense, all hands on deck to make sure the programs are funded adequately. And the more funding we get, the more people we can help. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, thank you. And so if anybody is interested, what was your email address again, please?
anthony.cote@breencenter.org, and Breen is B-R-I-E-N, anthony.cote@breencenter.org.
Right, and then the main number for the Breen Center, too, is 413-499-0412. So if you have any questions about anything that Anthony, that J.J., as I know you, has to offer, or these things that he just talked about, or if you're looking for services, right, that's the same number, 499-0412, yes. Right? Now, the crisis number, which you know, mentioned the crisis center a little while ago, that's a different number. You can get there through that number, but you can also call 800-252-0227.
That's the emergency 24-hour, 27 days a week crisis line. Yeah, if you or anyone you know is going through an immediate emergency, please call the 1-800 number.
All right, and of course, we don't want to forget about 988.
Yes.
All right. That might be, it's easier for some folks to remember just 988. And you know, when you call 988, that's a national number, 24/7, free service. The numbers are not recorded. They don't track who you are. It's not 911. And you don't need to be in full on crisis. Certainly can call that number if you are, but you can call if you're even concerned about somebody else. And what they do at 988 is they'll direct you or whomever to services that are geographically appropriate for you. So they'll figure out where you are, they'll ask you where you are, and they'll give you some direction, and they'll connect you with some of those services. And so very likely Breen Center would be one of those services that they would direct you to anyway. So the Breen Center has been around, I know a few years ago they had their 100th anniversary celebration.
Yeah.
What can you tell me a little bit about the history of the Breen Center?
So the Breen Center, like so many other things in Berkshire County, you don't realize till you dig in the history growing up here, is Dr. Riggs, mm-hmm. He pioneered this new...
As in Austin Riggs?
Yes.
Center, yep. Yeah.
So we used to be one organization. It was started in South County, but pioneering this new revolutionary mental health treatment, which was kind of not a thing, especially in North America at the time. So it was a pioneered institution, and as the effectiveness accumulated in the patients, there was positive results. Dr. Riggs thought, hey, this is working great in the more affluent South County. Let's move it to the center of the county where there's more working class people. So here they established the Riggs Center, and it's had different names over the decades, but we've grown to be the largest provider of mental health and substance use prevention services in the county. And we've worn different names. We were at one point Berkshire Mental Health, and then in honor of our longstanding CEO, Ray Breen, we were renamed the Breen Center. Mm-hmm. But through all of the different waves, and the most recent being the opioid pandemic, we have been there trying to be the cutting edge of treatment and services to provide a host of different services to meet these issues throughout the decades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's gone through some name changes, yeah. But it's the same mission and the same operation.
Exactly.
So a little over 100 years, that's impressive.
Yes.
Yeah, which also shows that this is not a new problem. Yeah, this is something that has been part of society since day one, you know, these issues.
I was reading in the ancient Sumerian tablet mm-hmm. codex a few months back, and there's always acknowledgement of the love of beer people had back mm-hmm. in the day, but also the problems that come with it in excess. So as old as history is, these problems have been with us, but it's never been a better time to treat them as we have so much more awareness, people touched by them, and tools to deal with these issues.
Yeah. So, that is the big thing. We've come so far, especially in the past couple of centuries, even more so in the past few decades, about awareness of what our needs are for mental illness and for addiction. And I was watching this documentary not too long ago about an incident that happened out in California, like in the late 70s. I think the town was maybe Chowchilla or something, like Chowchilla, California, where there was a school bus that had been hijacked, right? And the hijackers had actually built an underground bunker in a shipping container, and they took the bus and they unloaded the kids. They put them all in the container and buried it, and ultimately, the kids managed to collectively, they escaped, right, and got help. But a big takeaway from the story was that they brought in psychologists to come in and kind of like talk to the community about it. And they came to this consensus that maybe there were like 25 kids, right? They said to the community that maybe one out of the 25 might need some counseling from this, right? But the backlash, or the what happened though, is that not a single one of them stepped forward, because the stigma there, yeah. Right? It's like, well, I don't want it to be my kid. I don't want to be the one out of the 25, right? So it was bad advice for sure. But it was just an interesting point that they made, is that when they said it that way, it caused everybody to just sort of close up, and nobody came forward for help. And then, of course, it talked about what happened with each of these kids as they grew up as adults. And, of course, many of them went through struggles, you know, with addiction and mental illness because of the trauma they experienced. So that was just in the 70s. You know, nowadays we wouldn't bat an eye that each and every one of those kids would need some, you know, extensive counseling and therapy, right?
Well, it goes back to that old adage to treat a problem. First, mm-hmm. we have to recognize and acknowledge it, and we've come a long way in that front for sure.
Yeah. So, so we're talking to A.J. Cody, who is the development director for the Breen Center here in Pittsfield. Well, actually in Berkshire County, the Berkshire County Breen Center. And A.J., you've got some fundraising events coming up you were talking about. You're saying about these community conversations. It's called Hope in Action. Tell me again, there's two locations that you're going to do that. You've got Williamstown and Lenox. What are the dates on those?
So Williamstown will be next Tuesday, 11/11, mm-hmm. 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. They're short, sweet, filled with info about the organization and stories of hope from mm-hmm. people we serve directly. And that's at 35 Park Street, Williamstown. Please feel free to come. The next one's tentative location. It'll be solidified in the next day or two. This will be in Lenox. It'll be either December 9th or 11th. This will be first thing in the morning, 8 mm-hmm. to 9 a.m., and likely at the Lenox Library, but we're still, we'll be solidifying. So mm-hmm. if anyone would like more information, please feel free to reach out, anthony.cote@breencenter.org. That's B-R-I-E-N center. pittsfieldarea.org, and we will be doing these from here on out every single month in a different location throughout the county.
So it's a great opportunity for anybody, if I don't ask the questions that you're asked, that you have in your minds today of AJ, you're welcome to join him in person and pose your questions to him then at those forums. So take advantage of that if you'd like. Let's also talk about with the Breen Center. Do you have any career opportunities right now? Are you guys looking to hire at all?
We do. We have a whole host of open positions, from recovery coaches to direct care staff. We have some office and clerical work. Mm-hmm. You can find a full listing of our positions at breencenter.org/careers, or if you go just to breencenter.org, you'll see the career button on top. And we'd love to have you. We've got a great team, people that are dedicated. And again, being in Berkshire County, we're all connected. So this has touched all of us, and it's always nice to have a hands-on type of work where we're in the trenches helping people as they need. It's very rewarding.
Now, how about, so those are paid jobs.
Yes.
Is there, I know there's a lot of organizations that need volunteers. Is that the Breen Center? Is there a space there for volunteers or not?
We do have volunteer opportunities. Especially in my domain, with Unico dinners and various fundraising events. We do the 4th of July parade. So anyone interested in volunteer opportunities, please, again, feel free to reach out to me at anthony.cot@breencenter.org to find out more.
So there are some opportunities, maybe not in the day-to-day operations, but certainly for some of these special events.
Yes.
You can always use an extra hand or two.
Absolutely.
All right, good. Because I know, there's lots of people out there who are looking for a way to help in some way. You know, maybe they just don't see themselves working at the Breen Center, but there are other things that they could do to help out.
Absolutely.
Right. And, of course, donate.
Yes.
Yes. So as far as donations, how do you guys... do you have something through your website, means of being able to make a donation?
Yes, we do. We at breencenter.org, you'll see in the top bar, there's a section that says donate, and it's got a little bit about our mission, the programs we do. And if you go down the page, you'll see a little donate button. And if you want to give a one-time or monthly, and we also accept checks, feel free to mail them to us at our P.O. box, which is 4219. Pittsfield, Mass. Checks addressed to the Breen Center.
And we're going to take a break in about 2 minutes for the top of the hour announcements. But on that point there, how are you navigating the current situations with some of the funding cuts that are happening? I mean, we can revisit this after the break too, but
it's an anxious time for all of the health and human service agencies, and us particularly, because a large amount of our clients do depend on various forms of federal and state assistance. So whether it's refund rates, reimbursement rates, the times are coming in, things are tough, and we're having to make some tough decisions. The best thing, though, about being home, being in the Berkshires, is people are generous. There's different stats, but we don't need stats. We know our neighbors. Mm-hmm. We are in one of the most generous parts of the country, and we've all been helped, or family members been helped one way or another by the Breen Center or an organization like it. So these are the times we're seeing an outpouring of community support, whether it's the thing going on with SNAP or the various cuts in the federal government. So every act to support an organization, being it volunteering, being it donation, being it word of mouth, getting the word out there about the services we offer, these are all ways in these times where things, particularly on a financial side, are difficult. These are times when all hands on deck truly is the difference between expanding continuing services and services losing the ability to reach people. So we certainly appreciate all hands on deck on this one. Mm-hmm. Any support you can give, be it volunteer, word of mouth, or financial, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. All right, so we are coming up on the top of the hour, so we are going to take a pause for station identification. We're going to thank some of our underwriters, and when we return, we will continue our conversation with A.J. Cody, who's the development director for the Breen Center here in Berkshire County. And so you are listening to WTBR 89.7, WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
How you doing?
Oh, yes!
Oh,
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Yeah.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sondrini.com.
The awareness for men's
Pittsfield
health,
Community Television not, has not relaunched our website at pittsfieldtv.org, you know, with a new design to make it easier to find our live streams with PCTV Select, where you can watch live sports, city meetings, and more. Now it's simple to find our past shows on demand and future TV schedules. You can also quickly find information on how to be a member.
Yeah, it's a national thing, but we had the local representatives here.
Check it out at pittsfieldtv.org.
Matt Capeless, who is one of the coaches down there.
Struggling with technology? Can't find reliable information online? Ready to toss your phone? PCTV is here to help. From filtering emails to making video calls, our free digital navigation services have you covered. Visit us at 4 Federico Drive, Pittsfield, or call 413-445-4234. Our friendly navigator will help you step by step, even if you don't know where to start. Brought to you by PCTV and the Alliance for Digital Equity. Bridging the digital divide, one connection at a time.
Good. Is that like anything like what?
Do you like 90s alternative?
Or is that
do you like 2000s emo?
Are you tired of the same old predictable radio?
Tune in to Zennial Yearbook on WTBR. We're playing the best alternative songs from the 90s and early 2000s.
We're playing Green Day, Foo Fighters,
Blink-182, Weezer, and more My Chemical Romance than is required by law.
So tune your Walkman to 89.7 FM WTBR. Saturdays
and then, of course, we'll go back over
all this and more.
Adventure it's Daniel Yearbook.
You got adult
support
and
for
services,
WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports
services,
programs to help our community
just
thrive.
Go down the list.
Greylock Federal,
talk about
with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, UCPWMA.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, good morning. Welcome to WTBR. This is the morning drive. I'm your guest host today, Brian Burkle. And in-house, we have A.J. Cody, who's the development director for the Breen Center here in Berkshire County. So we'll get to talk a little bit more with A.J. about what's going on with the Breen Center. Before we get into that, we are going to visit the National Weather Service and see what is in store in the near future.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 50s. South wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Gusts up to 25 miles per hour, increasing to 35 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Rain, mainly in the evening. Not as cool. Near steady temperature in the mid-40s. Southwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Chance of rain 80%. Saturday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. Temperature falling into the mid-40s in the afternoon. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right. So again, welcome back. This is the Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM, WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. And we have in studio today, we have A.J. Cody, who's the development director for the Breen Center. So we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on with the Breen Center and the services that they provide this community that are much needed. So we're very appreciative of that. Before we get into that, I just want to make an announcement, just a reminder, as many of you who listen to us know already, that we are approaching our 7th annual one-day on-air fundraiser. And this event is going to take place on Thursday, November 20th. It's going to be from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., so pretty much most of the day. And it's going to be live. We're going to be having a series of folks come in here into the studio, many who you may recognize as guests here on the Morning Drive over the years, a lot of local dignitaries and some of your friends and neighbors from within the community, maybe people you work with and organizations that you may be involved with. So just sort of a rotating visitor seat that day. Lots of folks coming in. And there will be plenty of incentives as well for you to join us, because we're going to be having opportunities to win some gift certificates, some tickets to some local cultural attractions, and much more. So we'll figure out what the much more is. Maybe somebody in the offices knows what that is, but I don't. So it's I don't think it's top secret. It's just it's just not something I have the information on. So you have to join us to find out what much more is. And you can make your donation to the Rock Box right now at WTBRFM.com. So again, November 20th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. I also just wanted to mention we had a couple of guests here a couple of weeks ago. We had Matt Capeless from Taconic High School, and he brought a couple of students from Taconic and PHS, and they were here to promote the Move for Movember event, which is today. So that's why I just want to kind of bring it back into focus. That is taking place with Lenox High, Taconic High School, and Pittsfield High School, and it's meant to raise awareness for men's health issues, including mental health issues specific to men, and physical things like testicular cancer, things that are men's health centric. But also, as far as the mental health, some of the money that gets raised from this walk today will go to the Aaron T. Cody Memorial Scholarship. The community lost Aaron to suicide a couple of years back, and this is in memory of him as well. So if you do see the walk, I think it's about midday today, if you see a bunch of the kids from the schools walking around, be there to cheer them on, support them, and of course you can go to the website and make a donation for their efforts today. We also have so with our in studio here, we always record all of these shows, video record them. So if there's anything today that you feel like you might have missed from the first half of our conversation and that you wanted to recap, or if you have to step off now, you can always visit the rest of this conversation that we're having with AJ today. You can go to WTBR, to the website on PCTV, and you can pull up the video recordings of these interviews. And they're all there, so there's nowhere to hide. It's permanent record. Everything is there, whether it's with me, with Bill Sturgeon, Sean from Donaton Rivers, and, of course, Ellen Spear. And on that note, too, of course, we just want to recognize that we lost Ellen this week. Ellen sat in the same seat just like I do a few times a month. And there's a fantastic write-up about her in the Berkshire Eagle. So if you didn't know her in life, I recommend that you read that article and really understand how rich her life was and all that she brought to this community. She had a real passion for the arts, nonprofits. She was involved with the Hancock Shaker Village and Norman Rockwell Museum here at PCTV, of course. And she had a long history in journalism, print and radio, and which I didn't know that initially, because the first time I heard her filling in on one of these things, I was listening to her show and I was like, boy, those are good questions. I said, I gotta do better. I'm just kind of winging it most times. So that, just listening to her was inspirational to me here on this radio show. But our condolences, of course, to her family and friends. But I recommend that you do read that article and learn about who Ellen Sears was and what she brought to this community. So that being said, let's get back to our topic, which is the Breen Center. So AJ, hello again. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to be here.
Good. So you are the development director at the Breen Center.
Yes.
Okay. So what does that mean?
So development is a term that's really evolved from the 80s onwards. We used to be known as fundraisers, but fundraiser, you think of, spaghetti dinner, a golf tournament. Development is all about building connections, because we are one of the most generous people on earth, both as Americans and especially here in the Berkshires. Development is about relationships, developing relationships with people and inviting them to join your mission in whatever field your organization is working to. So development is cultivating individual relationships, it's putting on fundraisers, it's writing grants, it's getting the message out there in the community about what we're trying to do in this fight to help with mental health and substance use issues in our county and beyond.
So quite a task for sure, especially for an operation the size of the Breen Center. And obviously, it's a, you know, it's a service that, that requires a lot of funding. So I'm sure that you guys, you seek out funding through grants and so forth to some degree. But of course, a lot of it is supported by local donations.
Right? Yes. Yeah. The bread and butter of our development program is you, the community. And so we, the fundraising bell curve is, you know, you get 20% grants, you get 10% fundraisers, but the bulk, the 70%, comes from individuals, and that's $5 a month, that's $50 a year, and, you know, your occasional big donor. But the real bread and butter is the average Jane, John, mom and pop who've been through it. I mean, myself, and I'm sure many people listening, I've lost people. I've lost an aunt, I've lost an uncle. I'm in the process of losing a friend, God forbid. We're trying to get him the help he needs. But this is something we've all been touched by, and it wasn't for the existing generosity, a lot of people that we all know and love wouldn't be here. So it's great to be home and see we're all in the all hands on deck. It takes a village mentality to help each and every individual going through this.
And that's just it with these type of services, which we'll talk about in a minute, kind of the catalog of what you guys offer with some details on those. It's these types of services and these efforts that can save somebody's life and can help them turn around when they're ready to do that. And you know, we know that there's frustration, especially with addiction, you know, that it doesn't, it's not an overnight thing. You can't flip a switch, right? It's a process. So you need some stability in services. And people who can help to guide somebody, you know, and be patient with them, right, until they get there. And the same thing with mental illness. I mean, we all know that, you know, especially when we talk about someone who might be suicidal, right, that it's a state of mind, not a trait, right? And we know time after time how many people have, if they don't have access to means or if there's some other type of intervention, they can be saved, and they can have their you know, whole new perspective. They may still struggle, but they can recognize that there are other things that can help them, and it can save their lives. So having an institution like the Breen Center around to provide those services is so crucial, you know, to all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to meet people where they're at, because with rare exceptions, generally, mental health issues and substance abuse issues, there is a way to overcome them, to get the individual back in the right state of mind. And it's just a matter of giving that awareness that there is services out there that you can access, and there is people who care, and there is a way out of this, even though when you're going through it, it doesn't always seem like it. But when you have a friendly voice to say, hey, this is how we get out of this together, it's a lot easier to take that step.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about some of those services that the Breen Center does offer. So I see there's one in particular. It's called Have Hope Peer Recovery. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, this is an initiative that we're very proud of. So we've been in the game for 100 years, trying all the different latest tactics. And one of the increasingly effective ways of meeting people where they're at is through what we call peer recovery services. And that is, it's people who are going through a mixture of services, clinical, medical, etc., to help with their addiction and mental health issues. Peer recovery is led by people with lived experiences. So I have members of my family that have been successfully treated at the Breen Center. They got off of their binges and so on, but they gravitated toward peer recovery because they really liked to have guidance and support from people who've already been there, done that, and got out. And this goes for mental health and addiction, but generally, peer recovery, at least in the scope of study, it's a little bit more focused on addiction, people that have been through alcoholism, opioid addiction, because you kind of have the big brother, the big sister, that family familial connection. So somebody who knows exactly what you're talking about when you say, I reached my low, or exactly this. So it's started a little just under 2 years ago with about 10, 15 members, and we've slingshotted past 250 members.
Really?
Yes, it's really growing. And this one is based in North Adams, right on Main Street.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And that was in North Adams, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so what are some of the other programs that you have in place?
So we try to run the whole gamut. We've been around for 100 years. So our divisions break down as such. So we have the ACCS. That stands for Adult Community Clinical Supports. Now, this one is a pretty big umbrella term, but it's primarily people who have a Department of Mental Health referral. So this is working directly with state healthcare providers and getting them the services, both an inpatient, outpatient, and residential settings. Then we have our Adult and Family Services. It's our biggest division as far as the amount of staff we go into, and that runs a whole wide variety of programs. The Have Hope Peer Recovery Center is a component of that, but also individual counseling with licensed social workers out of our 333 East Street building is a component of it. We have group living environments in sober houses like the Keenan North in North Adams on Arnold Place and the Keenan House in Pittsfield, which next year is celebrating its 50th year. And I'm confident many of the people listening, including myself, listening to my own voice, I've had people successfully go through that. One of my best friends, I am a product of the you know, the early 2000s high school scene, and this is when a lot of the opioid kicked off, and I lost a good friend, but I also had a good friend go through this program, particularly the Keenan House, and come out successfully. He's got a job, he's got a family, and he's doing really great. And I've had a good chance to meet with the people there, both that are supporting and working, but also the people receiving the support. It's a great place. We also have our child and adolescent division, where we, you know, kids from all ages, we have various levels of support, whether that's direct counseling, whether they're coming to us, we're going to them. One real important subset of that we're very proud of is called the Patrick Miller Youth Substance Use Education Prevention Initiative. And this, it changes throughout the, we've been around since 2005. It's in honor of Patrick Miller, a youth who passed away in the early 2000s. And we're in the school districts and meeting kids who might be struggling, might be either using or about to use. So just a quick statistical highlight, and that never shows the full scope on an individual level, but last year we had about 7,000 contacts. Now that's one of our workers in the schools meeting a student in XYZ ways, and that boils down to about 1,200 students just last year having one-on-one counseling, drug screening, drug prevention classes. So this is a way where we try to nip the problem in the bud before it starts and really get the support early on, because we know those formative years are some of the most crucial areas to intervene. After that, we have our CBHC, and that's Community Behavioral Health Center and Emergency Services. This is a relatively new division as they go, and this is where we have our crisis unit. So we have one on Fenn Street right by the Mount Carmel Church, where you can go for immediate 24-hour crisis intervention. We also have a component of that in our North Adams 124 American Legion Drive. We also have mobile crisis units, so we can reach all corners of Berkshire County. There's an emergency need, and you don't have to be in imminent life or death to stop in to get treatment. But if there is that huge need, you or a loved one or a family member, a community member, these are the places to call. And we also have another division called the Behavioral Health Community Partners. And this one is kind of like a connector. It wears many hats, and there's a lot of crossover in all these programs. But people who might need assistance with various other government agencies, whether they're seeking a referral or whether they're needing to connect to a various other program in the community, this is the place where you can get connected to different medical services, different social services, different things in the community that a lot of times, especially when you're going through a mental health or issue with substance use, it's hard to seek that help. So we try to be the connectors to get people what they need.
Yeah, so that's quite a bit that you guys offer.
Oh, yeah, and that's just a taste of it.
Yeah, but what's important there from what you described is that you're talking about you're talking about everybody, right? That you have services for everybody, all ages, right? All genders, everything. You got it covered, right? All demographics, and that's important because mental illness doesn't, you know, discriminate, right?
No.
It's just something that's human. Right. So that's important that you have specific programs for children and for the elderly and those who are in addiction, you know, in addiction recovery and so forth. So it's important that you have all these different services. And I know that, you know, I was reading like through your website, you know, the model that you use is sort of it's a community based, right? Continuum care was a term I saw in there, integrated care. So that of course is a lot of bringing the rest of the community together and finding other resources, right? So that, that continuum of care means that you're really making sure there's no gaps in support. And that's something that you guys can provide. And if you don't have, if you don't provide it directly, you have, you've developed those relationships throughout the community to be able to help fill those voids.
Yes, and
those little bridges that people might need.
It's one of the many beautiful things about the Berkshires is, you know, no one can do it all. The Breen Center tries to be the one-stop shop, but mm-hmm. we know that there are needs that are met beyond just the services we offer. So a lot of our sister organizations in the county, they refer people to us, we refer them to them. Mm-hmm. And we know it's not just a mental health and substance use issue. I mean, housing is a component of this, mm-hmm. economic vitality, mm-hmm. community connection. We have these struggles in a rural community that every community has its struggles, but the ability for us to work together in our strong suits and to delegate outside is one of the things that makes Berkshire County unique.
Mm-hmm. And there's a phrase that I often quote, although I may be misquoting it a little bit, but the sentiment is there. And that it was from Bishop Desmond Tutu when he had said that, you know, instead of pulling people out of the river, you know, we should go upstream and figure out where they're falling in, right? And so I think that when you're talking about filling in those gaps and having that continuum of care, that's something that the Breen Center, as well as your partners in the community, are doing. And that's one of those things we talked a little bit earlier about volunteerism with the Breen Center. There's maybe not a role day to day, right, because of the expertise that really is required for a lot of the missions. But there are support roles for some of the fundraising that you do. But also, if you're a volunteer and you're looking to try to help this broader picture of homelessness or addiction or mental illness, is that where you can plug yourself in is any of the many nonprofits that are here in Berkshire County that offer those services, right, and help fill those little gaps while somebody's going through recovery so that they don't have that desperation, or they don't have that incident, that moment where they feel like they're slipping backwards, right? You want to keep them moving forward. So when we talk about volunteering for the Breen Center, we could talk about volunteering in the broader sense, right? Sort of on, you know, behind the scenes kind of thing, and maybe creating situations and opportunities for people in our community to succeed so that they don't get to that point maybe of crisis, right? Not to put you guys out of business, which we know isn't going to happen, but if at least you know, minimize that need, right? Just for our community, and then but you guys are there to help as much as you can when somebody does need that help.
Yeah, that was a really good quote from Desmond Tutu, because ideally we would all like to stop the problems before they start, and
right.
So that's why we run the gamut of youth intervention and so on, and we want to be the people to prevent the upstream falling in, mm-hmm. but also have the plethora of resources mm-hmm. so that when people are in the river, we can pull them out as a community.
Right, right. Right. And that's where you guys are so crucial.
Yes.
To help out in that end. So when we talked at the first half of our conversation, of course, we talked about some of the needs that the Breen Center has, which is not unlike anybody, right? You don't operate off of just hope and fresh air, right? You do need money, right? Just like any operation, right? It's
yes.
not unique. So, and especially with some of the challenges that are going on right now with different uncertainties about funding from the government, you, like a lot of other organizations, are, you know, looking for other ways to get in some of that money. And you mentioned earlier that a good portion of what you bring in is from local donations. So what do you have in store coming up that might bring in some more opportunities for people to donate?
So we have our community conversation events coming up mm-hmm. each month. So our first one is next Tuesday, 11/11, 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. at 35 Park Street in Williamstown. That's at St. John's Church, where we'll be doing a deep dive in the Breen Center, its programs, the impact we have, particularly in North County. We do these type of events every month in a different location throughout the county. Next one's still tentative for the 9th or the 11th of December, and it will be in Lenox, likely at the library, but we're still waiting in confirmation. And these are a real chance to get to see the front lines of what we do, both from our workers' perspective and the people we serve's perspective. We also have our holiday appeal coming up, so if you're not on our mailing list, feel free to reach out to me. My email is anthony.cote@breencenter.org, and we would happily put you on there. We share a story, and we have an appeal. We also have a donations page at breencenter.org. You'll see on the top right-hand bar there's a little spot if you'd like to give that way. But every dollar helps. We try to quantify these metrics. For example, if you look at our Patrick Miller Youth Substance Abuse Prevention Program, basically every $100 that we get in donations, we can help counsel one kid. So these type of support from the community really goes a long way at giving directly back to our most vulnerable.
And you gave the email address for yourself if somebody wants to get on that mailing list. But anything to do with the Breen Center, people can also reach out to the Breen Center by telephone, of course, 413-499-0412. That will get you that's your main number. So you can reach AJ that way. You can ask any kind of questions that you might have of the organization. And, of course, you can be directed to the Crisis Center. But aside from having, if you are truly in crisis, instead of going through that main number, you can always call 800-252-0227. And, of course, there's 988, which we speak about frequently here. So make sure you're familiar with that number. That's the national number. And quite frankly, if you're talking to somebody at 988, what they do is they direct you to local services. So very likely they will direct you to the Breen Center.
Yes.
Okay. So these events... you said it's Hope in Action is what it's called?
Hope in Action. Yeah. That's right.
And so, again, if there's something that if you're sitting there saying, you know, I got a question for AJ and Brian's not asking the right questions, then that's your opportunity. You can go and ask him directly and put him on the spot there about what it is you want to know about the Breen Center before you as you consider possibly making a donation. That's not what this is meant for, though, right? It's a community conversation first and foremost to talk about what's available.
Yes, 100%. Right? This isn't the direct fundraising ask venue per se. We generally use these to raise awareness and then generate interest to see, who really is excited about what we do, who might want to volunteer, who might want to give at a later date, but generally just to really see what we're doing in your backyard. And that's why we try to do them in a different town, because we have programs in Williamstown, slightly different than the programs in North Adams. Pittsfield's kind of the hub, but throughout most of the towns in Berkshire County, we have something going on. And with between our telehealth and our mobile crisis unit, we reach all corners of Berkshire County.
So we've got about a minute and a half left. When you talk about the mobile crisis, tell me real quickly, how does that work when you say it's a mobile crisis?
So our two mobile crisis centers is in North Adams and Pittsfield. So if you're in Alford or Egremont, it's going to take some time to get there for sure, but we will be there. So if you're immediate self-harm, you or a loved one, please call our crisis team, and we will respond either with first responders or, depending on the situation, ourselves. And this is something my family's had to use in the past, and it's amazing to have, because sometimes it's best to have a skilled professional than necessarily every crisis be strictly law enforcement. So we kind of have that ability to meet you where you're at, any part of the county when you're going through a crisis.
Yeah, well, great. That's fantastic. Glad you guys are doing that. So again, we're wrapping up this morning here on the morning drive. We've been talking with AJ Cote, the development director for the Breen Center here in Berkshire County. Thank you, AJ, for being here. Thank you for some of your candid conversation about your own experiences and family, and for all the opportunities that the Breen Center has and the things that you guys provide here for our community. So thank you.
Thanks for having me.
So again, we are wrapping up for this morning. Thank you for being here. Enjoy this day. Enjoy this weekend that's coming up. So for all of us from here at WTBR, we appreciate you tuning in to the morning drive this morning. We hope that we will have you join us again every day. So thank you, and have a good weekend.